Good morning, everyone. Today's passage comes from Isaiah chapter 25. Let me read that for us. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things, plans formed of old, faithful and sure. For you have made the city a heap, the fortified city a ruin. The foreigner's palace is a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, strong peoples will glorify you. Cities of ruthless nations will fear you. For you have been a stronghold to the poor, a stronghold to the needy in his distress, a shelter from the storm and a shade from the heat. For the breath of the ruthless is like a storm against a wall, like heat in a dry place. You subdue the noise of the foreigners, as heat by the shade of a cloud. So the song of the ruthless is put down. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well-refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain, and Moab shall be trampled down in his place, as straw is trampled down in a dunghill. And he will spread out his hands in the midst of it, as a swimmer spreads his hands out to swim. But the Lord will lay low his pompous pride together with the skill of his hands, and the high fortifications of his walls he will bring down, lay low, and cast to the ground, to the dust. Amen. So this passage is kind of divided into two sections. The first section is verses 1 to 5, and here we can see that it's all about praising God. Praising God because he is a God who overcomes, and he is a God who upholds the ones in need. In verses 2 and 3, we read, For you have made the city a heap, the fortified city a ruin. The foreigner's palace is a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, strong peoples will glorify you. Cities of ruthless nations will fear you. There is this confidence that God has brought down the enemies of Israel, and that even these strong enemies can't do anything to oppose God. Verse 4 then says, For you have been a stronghold to the poor, a stronghold to the needy in his distress, a shelter from the storm and a shade from the heat. God is not only a God of great power, but also a tender caretaker. This passage, Isaiah 25, is another one of those passages that very clearly alludes to Jesus. And we can see that in this second section from verses 6 to 12. Let me read verses 7 to 9 for us. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. This is pointing directly to Jesus. In verse 7, there's this language of destroying a covering or a veil that is over all people. And when Jesus died on the cross at Calvary, the curtain in the temple tore, which symbolized the tearing down of this separating line between a sinful people and a holy God. Through Jesus, there is no more veil that separates us from God, but now there is direct access to him. In verse 8, there's this language of complete restoration. It says, He will swallow up death forever, wipe away tears from all faces, reproach of his people he will take away. There's a very clear hope of restoration, salvation from the brokenness of the world. This passage then ends with verses 10 to 12, which talk about trampling down a complete defeat of the enemy. It says, "The high fortifications of his walls he will bring down, lay low, and cast to the ground, to the dust." This is what Jesus will do. He will tear the veil between man and God. He will completely restore humanity with salvation from death, and he will trample the enemy underfoot in an overwhelming victory. So this passage started out with a praising of God, remembering that God is both a powerful and a caring God. This is then realized further through the allusion to Jesus, where we see again that he is both a powerful and a caring God. And what I want to ask us today is, do we believe that? Do we truly believe with all our heart that God is a powerful and a caring God that this passage claims? He is infinitely capable of carrying us through any and all difficulties in our lives, caring to wipe away every last tear that we have shed, faithful to conquer death. I hope that today we can truly ponder this. Do I live my life truly believing that God is a powerful and a caring God that has defeated death? Let's ask God for this kind of faith, like we see in the first half of today's passage, a faith in him that leads to praise. Now let's pray. Lord, we thank you for today's passage. Thank you for reminding us, Lord, that you are a powerful God and you are a caring God. We see so evidently through Jesus that your plan from the very start was to redeem us from our brokenness. And in doing so, you have completely and overwhelmingly defeated the enemy. So God, today we declare that you are powerful and you are caring. So Lord, we want to live our lives knowing this truth, live our lives declaring that this is who you are. So Lord, won't we have hope and faith in our lives? In Jesus' name we pray, amen.